Well, it's time to fire up the RV. RV in this case stands for Radio Voice, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much, Ken Adams. It is time for Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. Jerry, we're having a conversation about stuff that's going on, and we want to maybe get to some of that. But right now, I think it's what is really important for our listeners to hear us talk about is the banquet. Once a year, Evangel Home has a banquet. And it's never the same kind of an event twice. There's always new ingredients and new focus, and things are a little bit different every year. So talk about this year's banquet.
Okay, I'm going to back up a bit, though.
Okay.
Because when you talk about it being different every year and new things, I think it was kind of predictable for many years. And then one year, maybe 5-6 years ago, something broke. And it required that we were all over the place all the time. And so I was kind of covering, and so we were just making it up as we went.
Oh.
And I remember at the end of that, I called it our hyper banquet because people were standing up, sit down, now let's do this. People really liked that. And so I thought, it's sort of like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But sometimes it might be sort of broken and you don't know it. Mm. And so that one little accident that night where it really did break, I think the video we were showing wasn't working, all the timing of everything was off. Somebody probably fainted on the stage. I don't know. It was just a crazy night, but it ended up being fun. And everyone participated in a different way. So I've really carried that with me.
Have any volunteers for fainting this year?
How are you? Are you good at that?
I'm an actor. Let me go.
I hate it when that happens. But as we approached this year, I thought, boy, how do we keep the interactivity going when it can't always just be because things are fouled up? So it came about this year when the women were participating in that amazing race in January. And we did some wonderful artistic things. And then I was at a group of artists and photographers and historians. And when I walked in, Doug Lanier, who's with the downtown church, said, "Oh, you're my favorite kind of artist. You sculpt lives." I thought, oh,
wow.
Whoa, that is what we do. God does it, but we're here to kind of carry God's water for him, so to speak. But that is what we do. And I just kept wrestling with that as a banquet theme. And then the next part of that, somebody said, "Have you heard of the Pottery Lady?" "No, I haven't heard of the Pottery Lady." Well, it's this wonderful woman named Carol Walliver who lives down south. And that is her thing, the Pottery Lady. In fact, her website is potterylady.com. Go there. She's got beautiful stuff. And so we emailed back and forth, and we were able to get her for the banquet. And, Jim, I have just had the most wonderful feeling talking to her. Very, very sweet, humble woman, Jewish by birth, and I don't know where her spiritual walk changed, where she became a Christian. But that's what she talks about while she sits on the stage at her pottery wheel making pottery.
Wow.
And I thought that would be really that interaction that I think would be perfect for this year. So that is our theme, the potter's hands sculpting lives. And I love because on her website it says, "You must allow 1 hour and 20 minutes for Carol's presentations." You know, end of story, don't even call us. No, it's not quite. That's my interpretation, people. She would not do that. I thought, oh, she can't do that for an hour and 20 minutes. That would not work for this venue. So after we had emailed back and forth, we called each other. And she said, "Oh, no, no." She said, "I can take the hour and 20 and pare it down, or I can take a 20-minute one and beef it up a little bit." So we'll still stay within our, 6:30 to 8:30, 8:45 time frame. When I said she is online, she does have a very nice website, potterylady.com. People might want to go there and look at some of her artwork. It was in the information we sent out. She will have pottery for sale that night. So in addition to people helping us, they'll also be able to get some really nice pieces.
Mm.
And she will give away one. We're going to have a drawing of some sort. We'll give away a piece of her pottery. And I love this, Jim. We have it at the Radisson every year. And Rob Long, who we've worked with for years and years, this year said, "You guys have been here long enough. I'm going to throw in something, too." He said, I'm going to comp a free room and champagne breakfast.
Wow.
So I thought, well, it's not too often you stay in a hotel in your own town, but that might be something that would be a fun gift for somebody.
Absolutely.
They don't have to drink the champagne. They can have orange juice, but that's what Rob offered. So.
Wow, that's very generous. How nice.
So we'll have the room and the continental breakfast and the piece of pottery.
All right. And it's coming Tuesday, September 21st. And what time do we start there? 6:30?
6:30.
At the Radisson in downtown. And we need for you to call for tickets. You can buy a table for, what are they, $300 for a ticket? For a table, or $30 a seat. For a table of 10, it's $300. And you can call us at 264-4714 to make arrangements for your tickets. What other kinds of things? Are we going to hear from the ladies again this year?
Always,
testimonies?
Always. Yeah. You talk about sculpted lives.
Yeah.
One of them, I love this, Jim, Christy Powers. Some people might have been in her graduation. She's never spoken at a banquet, but you might remember Christy. Blonde, long blonde, curly hair. We call her the drama queen at first because she was always very dramatic, and there was always a swirl of whatever around her. She has three kids, and when she first came to us last year, maybe the end of 2008 now, I thought, oh, sheesh, I can't wait for this woman to leave. That was my thinking. She was exhausting, but she calmed down, and everything about her, she wanted to make the right choice, but she never did it, and so she learned to make the right choices. She is a no-quitter, a no-excuse. When she was here in the crisis home, I remember part of that time was a rainy season, and she would cover her kids up, three kids, one of them was in school at that time. She'd cover them with plastic. She'd put plastic bags on their shoes, put them in a stroller, and she would walk to John Muir, which is at least a mile there and a mile back. No excuses. This is what I have to do. She left a boyfriend that was always getting her in trouble. No excuses. This is what I have to do. It was hard, and we really had to be there with her, and we had to watch her throw some fits, and we had to almost kick her out several times, but she did it. So she does all that. She graduates. She gets in community connection. She gets a job. She's a manager at a Taco Bell. Moves out, moves in with a roommate, and so many of our women have to do roommates because of income. And the roommate started doing drugs. Oh. And so Christy called and said, if this keeps up, can I come back? And we said, yes, if it keeps up, get yourself back here. So it happened again. She packed up and left and is in the crisis home until she can get a better, safer place. So one day I said to Christy, okay, you don't have to worry about leaving. You just have to stay till the day after the banquet, and you get to speak at the banquet. That's her payment for being here. Jim, I want to tell a kind of a tale of two women, with Christy being one of them, and another woman that I wrote about this month in our letter that I think I called Marcy. It's not a real name, and now she's gone. So, again, a woman with three children, very frantic, very dramatic. But remember, Christy calmed down, and Christy focused on where she wanted to be. That was what I said in my last thank you letter, one of the best pieces of advice my dad ever gave me. I was a little kid. And I remember I was trying to cut with scissors. And I was very crooked and all over the place. And I remember him saying, look where you want to go. Don't look down at what you're cutting. Look where you want to go. Well, I can cut very straight lines to this day because I just look ahead where I want those. It works for everything. And it's pretty biblical also.
Yeah.
Christy's always looking ahead. So we get this young woman in here named Marcy, three kids. She comes the day before school. Great, we get the kids all ready. Two of them are supposed to be in school. She goes off the first day of school, leaves at like 8 or 9 to go to John Muir and get them registered, calls at 1 o'clock, and she's lost. And she's hysterical, and she's cussing and crying, and we couldn't even make sense of she couldn't make sense of even what direction she should look. So we found out where she was. I said, just tell her I'll come to get her. Okay, so I go to this place to get her. I park on the street, I walk in the front of the restaurant, it's a little drive-in thing, and she's not there. So I go to the cook and I ask if he's seen this woman with these three kids. No. Well, one of the customers points outside. So now I have driven, I've walked in the front door, Christy would have been on the street waving me down. Marcy is sitting next to the building, her back to the street, her head in her hands. It's like, oh. And if I hadn't looked for her, it would have been one more person that just, no one's doing anything for me. That attitude, the kids were filthy. The little boy is sitting there playing in the dirt and then rubbing it all over his face. The little girl who's 9, who was all dressed up for go to school, her dress is filthy with Coke and chocolate and dirt. It's like, oh. And there's a little one, 3, who screams and yells at the moment she doesn't see her mother. So I know these kids are traumatized. So we load them up into my car, and I say, get your feet off the seat. No, I didn't. It's like, you know, you anticipate. You know what every kid is going to do, and it's like all my clothes can be washed. I don't worry about that.
Right.
We come back here, and she did not get those kids enrolled in school until she'd been here about 4 days. We won't let someone stay if their kids are not enrolled in school. And then she left. And I thought, oh, that was just so... But again, I thought, Christy, always looking ahead where she wants to be, even if she doesn't know how to get there. And there's poor Marcy with her head in her hands, always looking down where she is, wondering why she's there and someone isn't getting her out. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a perfect picture of her sitting with her back to the road when I've gone to pick her up. And it's... So Christy is going to speak at the banquet. She's a wonderful story.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. And the pottery lady is going to be there. And again, it's coming. Please mark it on your calendar, my friends. Love to see you there. Tuesday, September 21st. So it's just around the corner, 6:30 at the Radisson in downtown. We make a real effort to have everybody make it possible for it to be over by 8:30, maybe 8:45. Really try not to push that envelope. So it's not a late night on a work week and the school week. So love to have you there. Give us a call for ticket information, 264-4714. $30 a meal or a table of 10 for $300. $35 a ticket. Or you can buy a table of 10 for $300. And we'd love to have you there. Food was delicious, by the way, last year.
We're having the same thing again. Right. I never eat at a banquet, but everyone told me it was wonderful. So
we're going to reheat it?
Yeah. We're going to reheat it.
Last year's food was great, so we're going to reheat it. They've got these huge microwaves. Stop it, Jim.
Thank you, folks, for what you've done.
Thank you so much, our listening friends. You are just precious, and God will bless you for your generosity and your prayer. So we look forward to our next adventure, the next time Lord allows us to get together and sit down and record a program of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in need since 1955. Reach them by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Join us again next weekend, same time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.